A man overboard, a Port of Baltimore update, and more propulsion issues. Cruise News Today starts now.
From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, April 5th. The U.S. Coast Guard is conducting an operation for a 20-year-old man who went overboard from Royal Caribbean's Liberty of the Seas, approximately 57 miles off the coast of Bahamas on Thursday. Now, following the incident, the ship's crew immediately started a search and rescue effort, which is now being handled by the U.S. Coast Guard. A spokesperson for Royal Caribbean stated that their care team is offering support to the family of the guest while also respecting the privacy and not disclosing any further details. The captain of Liberty of the Seas did confirm that someone went overboard at 0430 hours Thursday morning, and after conducting a search operation, they were released by the U.S. Coast Guard. At the time of broadcast, the search is still ongoing. The ship arrived back into Port Everglades this morning. And we're learning more about when the Port of Baltimore may resume operations. The port posted yesterday that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers now has a tentative timeline to open the channel. A temporary channel will be opened by the end of April to accommodate vessels up to 280 feet wide and 35 feet deep. And for reference, both Carnival Legend and Vision of the Seas would be able to utilize this temporary channel, as Vision is 117 feet wide by 26 feet deep, and Carnival Legend is 106 feet wide and 26 feet deep as well. And finally, Royal Caribbean had to postpone its Thursday sailing of Brilliance of the Seas over in Sydney and defer it to leaving this Sunday. This delay trickles back to March, when the ship first started encountering propulsion issues. This follows other cancellations that it has had as well. Now, efforts by the crew to address the problem while docked were unsuccessful, and they will try again. Brilliance is scheduled to leave on its modified itinerary on Sunday, and then on April 12th, start making its way to Hawaii and then on to the West Coast for Alaska cruises. And the photo of the week comes from Ben sailing off the coast of Europe. Love this photo here. Looks so peaceful there and nice mountains in the background. You can send your photos to doug@cruiseradio.net. All photos are subject to broadcast. And cruise line stocks were all down on Thursday. Carnival Corporation down 1.8%, 15.06. Royal Caribbean down 2.5%, 135.04. And Norwegian down 2.3%, 18.82. If you have a lead on a story, drop us a line, tips@cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.